W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm John Batts with my good colleague Benham Bentaleblou, watching Iran as it approaches the negotiating table or not. However, the arms of the octopus, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and whatever constitute itself as the IRGC in Syria, perhaps Damascus itself, the reports are that the Houthis are still shooting now and again. I believe within the last 24 hours they fired another rocket against shipping in the Red Sea. This is the calling card of the Houthis. Hezbollah, quiet. Hamas, negotiating, but still not right now an offensive threat. What are you watching, Benham, of those surrogates? Which one do you think still has bite, and how is Iran managing those who do not bite?
Well, of the constellation of terror and militia and proxy and partner forces that constitute this axis of resistance, I am at the moment most worried about the Houthis. The Houthis, as you know, have engaged in at least two or three ballistic missile attacks against Israel since the Israel-Iran ceasefire was declared by Washington in late June. Again, those strikes, those capabilities, those medium-range ballistic missiles are brought to you by the Islamic Republic of Iran, because the Houthis are the only proxy of Iran with medium-range ballistic missiles, meaning projectiles that go over 1,000 kilometers, some up to 2,000 kilometers, that are copies or variants of Iranian systems that, you know, when you look at the arsenal of our allies across the ocean in some of the NATO countries, they don't even have some of this stuff. So this is sophisticated. This is dangerous. And the fact that the Israelis can block it is just more of a testament to their layered air and missile defenses. So there's that threat, which is persistent. Thus far, those strikes have been prevented, but they have been kind of turned on or activated, shall we say, as their patron kind of slunk back into the shadows. And what I'm really watching here is the Houthis lead an effort. We haven't seen anything by Hamas or Hezbollah or the Iraqis. Syria is quiet for now, but I would keep your eyes on the sectarian and political tensions that exist there. I would keep your eyes on the Red Sea and on the Houthis, because there's been a couple of Red Sea attacks, one allegedly an Israeli businessman-owned shipping company, and then another small boat attack as well, much more recently, confirmed by international monitoring organizations in the Red Sea, that tell me that in the aggregate, the Houthis are looking to tiptoe over the ceasefire line that they had agreed to with President Trump, while also at the same time trying to benefit from the political caveat they had, which is we never agreed to stop firing on Israel or Israeli-linked targets, be it at land or at sea. And I think this is part and parcel of the Islamic Republic's game, where after losing an overt war, it is trying to not pay any cost by slinking back into the shadows and continuing the covert war. I think whether it's from Israel or from America, both the patron and proxy has to be held accountable for this slinking back into the shadows. You know, we can't afford to normalize a shadow war just like we did in the pre-October 7 or a pre-June 12 world. And then the other thing, of course, is that, you know, just like the Islamic Republic does things to save face and allow America to pursue a pathway of de-escalation. Here I'm thinking the January 2020 strikes at U.S. bases in Iraq, or the June 2025 strikes at the bases in Qatar. In both cases, the regime took a major risk by publicly using ballistic missiles against a U.S. military facility. But in both cases, the Trump administration responded to a missile strike by offering an escalation off-ramp or a de-escalation pathway that was more political than military. And this is, I think, part of the predicament Iran wants to put America in, be it directly or via proxy, which is to put the burden and the political onus of escalation back onto Washington. And I would look at what effect that political burden has on Trump and on the Red Sea, as President Trump is also trying to get deconfliction and potential ceasefire with Hamas and Israel, as well as try to keep the Iranians at bay, as well as try to allow the Israelis to have as much of a permissive hand as possible in a place like Lebanon, while potentially brokering something between the Syrians and the Israelis. So a lot of moving parts here, right. And a lot of potential for chaos.
Benham Bentaleblou, Senior Fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, reporting on what we know now prior to the beginning of talks between the U.S. and the Islamic Republic of Iran, maybe.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at LEGENDZ.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.